Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's with his lead. On the ground to third. Schmidt goes the short way. And that's the ball game. So, game one in this three-game series goes to the Giants, and right now the Giants and the Dodgers have the exact same record.
Hello there. Welcome into the Orange and Black weekend wrap, and that is true, folks. Dwayne Kuiper with the call. Mike Kruko also there for NBC Sports Bay Area. The Giants and Dodgers with equal 41 and 29 records sitting atop the National League West together. It is a glorious Saturday morning here in San Francisco. And joining me on the morning on the Orange and Black weekend wrap, almost said the morning roast. Wow. Evan Giddings. Evan, how you doing today, man?
Well, it is the morning. And it is the morning. We are celebrating a big win last night. Mm-hmm. Biggest one of the season for the Giants. And I'm happy to be rocking with you for the next 3 hours. It's an exciting time, and I think a statement win for the San Francisco Giants last night.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Evan. Let's start off with that. That was a great statement that the Giants made last night. And 888-957-9570, we want to hear any and all Giants takes this morning. Giants fans, how fired up are you by that win? The first Giants-Dodgers matchup of the 2025 seasons. Let's, Steven Risotto, let's unlock these lines here. Get these Giants fans who I know are going to call in. I think we might get 4 or 5 calls this morning. That'll be big.
Giants got almost 5 runs.
There you go.
Can we get 6? We get as many runs as calls.
I like that. That's big there. That's big. And Giants wasted no time getting on the board right away because of Willie Adames going deep again. That's 3 times in the last 4 games that Willie has gone deep. He's starting to get his groove back. But, Evan, you said it best. That was a statement win there by the Giants last night. They come in as the underdogs. You can make the argument that they're playing with house money, going against the big, bad Dodgers. I call them a Death Star for just how good they are and how destructive they are to the rest of Major League Baseball. And this is a Dodgers team with all that money, all those sluggers. They got Shohei. They got Freddie. They got Mookie. They got Will Smith. And then the Giants come in with Casey Schmidt and Andrew Kinsner, and that's all they need. What a great way to start off the 2025 edition of the Giants-Dodgers rivalry.
Well, those two guys feel appropriate as being the offensive heroes because that's sort of been the way the Giants have operated. When one man goes down, or two in this case, someone tends to step up. And as soon as Chapman gets hurt, you know, what they have the, they take 2 of 3 from Colorado, but it's obviously, you know, if people are feeling some type of way because Schmidt made a critical error in a big situation that might have cost you the game against the Rockies. And what does he do a day later? Steps into Dodger Stadium and cranks a grand slam. So there's your Matt Chapman filling. And then Patrick Bailey is one of the best defensive catchers in baseball. You don't have him. And Andrew Kisner, who many people before this weekend probably have never heard or seen him before. I was watching at a bar yesterday, Sam, and when he hit the home run, there was someone at an opposing table was wearing a Giants shirt. It was like, who is that? And who is Andrew Kisner? We've heard of Andrew Bailey before. We've heard of Patrick Bailey. We've heard of different Andrews in many senses, but Andrew Kisner is not one of them. And so I just think it's kind of who this team has been, which is one man goes down, one man steps up, and it's why now they're cooking with house money and they're cooking with some hot grease, and they got an opportunity to go in a series.
Exactly. Again, Landon Roof will be on the mound against Clayton Kershaw tonight. We'll be talking about that game later on in the show. But you say really well there, Evan. It's the Giants have a lineup of guys who you're still trying to figure out who they are. You know, we're still trying to figure out who Casey Schmidt is. Is he an everyday player? Is he a backup? We're still trying to figure out who Andrew Kisner is. We're still trying to figure out how you spell that name. Where is that mysterious N supposed to go? Why is that N after the K silent? We're still learning so much about him, and yet those are the and that was his first hit as a Giant too last night. That ball that went over the wall and then bounced back onto the field, kind of hesitated on third base there before realizing, no, that was indeed a home run. But what the Giants kind of showed last night, going into Chavez Ravine against this Dodgers team, that again, that every single pitcher they've ever had is on the IL right now, except for Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And with this little lineup, it showed that, you know, I'll be honest, I was a little worried that Giants coming off of that tough loss on Thursday to the Rockies, there would be a little bit of a hangover going into the game last night. And the Giants once again showed that they are incredibly, again, the word resilient pops up a lot, but that's what they showed last night. That resiliency bouncing back from just a brutal Coors Field loss on Thursday against one of the best teams in baseball, and showed that, you know what, we're not going to be pushed around in this division this year. They battled back with the Padres a couple weeks ago in that four-game set there, and kind of, I think, because the Padres looked like they were about to kind of have their way with the Giants this year. That's how things were kind of starting off. Ramos hits that double, things turn around. Getting this first big win against your rival, the team that everyone is picking to win this division. Now, winning last night is just one game. There's still, I believe, 12 more games between the Giants and Dodgers to come. So there's a lot to go here in this edition of the rivalry here in 2025. But what the Giants showed last night is, you know, this is truly going to be a real battle of a three-team race here in the NL West all summer long. And, Evan, it's going to be a really fun race to watch as we go about these next few months of baseball.
Yeah, I would argue that's the most significant win that the Giants have had since their last victory in the 2021 NLDS.
Really? Over the Dodgers?
No. In general.
Really?
I would argue that's the most significant win they've had since that point, because I know they've had some late pushes, specifically, I think it was 2 years ago, when they kind of stuttered towards the end and then Kapler eventually got fired. Mm-hmm. But the teams in 22, 23, and 24, they never gave you the sense that they had staying power. And while we're still kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop about, with this team, to me, the fact that you don't have arguably your best position player, your starting catcher, and you basically lean on your ace and a couple of guys to help you get some runs, that's an equation that's sustainable for me because of how good their pitching's been and how scrappy their offense has been. If they score five runs, they're probably going to beat a team. And to beat a team like the Dodgers on their home field, and it's game one of the series, that was impressive to me. And I don't think, Sam, going into the series, you should have looked at this as if the Giants are the little engine than could. Like, they're a game back, and now they're tied with them. That means they played an equal level of baseball as the Los Angeles Dodgers. Just because they don't have those names doesn't mean they don't have the ability to play the same game. And I think they showed that last night. So I said this yesterday on Wilder and Dibs. I would not be shocked if they won this series. And it's because of the level of baseball that they've played. In addition to the Dodgers, who've been, you know, 500, and now 5-6 in their last 11 games. But because this isn't the fully formed version of the Dodgers, this is an opportunity for you to go in and let people know that the NL West, to your point, is not just a Padres and Dodgers race, that the Giants are in this. And I think, to me, that's something we have not really looked at the Giants and said for quite some time. And that's why, to me, going back to the playoff series, this is the biggest win that I can think of.
No, I think that's very well said. And as you're talking there, I'm trying to think, like, what other wins could have that much weight. I mean, sure, there's some one-off wins the Giants have had against the Dodgers over the last few years. I mean, there's a time they lost like 8 or 9 straight against the Dodgers when the Giants finally ended that streak. That felt pretty big, but big for, you know, a Giants fan that had very little to root for, which was, you know, in 2022, 2023, 2024. There were moments, but none of it, as you said, felt like there was staying power. And that kind of took away from a lot of success that the Giants might have had over the last few years, and that, like, it's great, but a fun win in an 80-win season doesn't really mean all that much. What last night showed is that, again, they can roll with the big dogs in this division. The Giants have kind of shown that this over the last month here. And really, the reason why this team is so confident is because their ability to come back in games. But what was really fun about that game is they didn't need to come back. They got on the board early. Shout out Willie Adames with that home run there in the first. And then Logan Webb, the ace who just never gets any run support, finally does get some run support courtesy of Casey Schmidt. And he was just absolutely dealing. And what I really liked about what Logan Webb did last night, again, 7 innings, 2 hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. His 4 strikeouts, Ohtani twice, got Mookie Betts, got Freddie Freeman. He saved his strikeout stuff for the Dodgers' best hitters. And then it was just a ground ball, fly ball fest the rest of the way. And Logan Webb last night reminded everybody why he is one of the aces in this league. I know we go back and forth, you know, who's the one on this team? Is it Robbie Ray? Is it Logan Webb? Which is a very fun conversation to have. But that was one of those nights last night that when the Giants needed their guy the most, when they needed their ace in hostile territory in Chavez Ravine, Logan Webb stepped up and reminded anyone, yeah, I'm still that dude.
Well, and he's been pretty shaky there. I mean, he hasn't been at his best in L.A. and really on the road. I mean, he hasn't been as good, certainly, as he's been his home, where he's been dominant. But that's a big spot. And look, Logan Webb has pitched in a lot of big games. He's got the most experience and sort of tenure on that pitching staff. He's the leader of this team, quite frankly. And, yeah, I would say he cemented his already known status as an ace. And I know he doesn't throw 100, and he's not Paul Skeens, and he's not even Yamamoto, who's got a deathly splitter that Casey Schmidt sent into the 17th row in the left field bleachers. But he's got something that other pitchers don't have, which is an ability to get better as the game goes on. And that's something that I think really gets lost in 2025 because of the emphasis on stuff and how hard you throw and how much spin you can generate. And Logan Webb can do all those things. But he's also crafty. He's creative. And whether he's down 2-0 in a count or ahead 0-2, he finds a way to put guys away. And I think the fact that last night he introduced more of his cutter, you know, something that he'd been working on, specifically a challenge, a Dodgers lineup that has a lot of really good lefties. You're going to need some way to get in on the hands and make things difficult for left-handed bats. He introduced more of the cutter yesterday. And so I think Logan Webb is a pitcher that understands it's just as important to evolve as it is to dominate. And that, it, to me, culminated in last night's game that he didn't really have his best stuff, but he still found a way to go 7 innings, give up 2 runs, half of which on 1 swing. And I thought given the stakes and sort of given the situation, probably put together maybe one of his best 3 performances this season.
Yeah, I agree. Again, coming out, he has a 4 ERA career against the Dodgers now after that start last night. He had 4 starts against them last year. In 21 innings, gave up 11 runs. So, yeah, I mean, they've knocked him around at times. 2023, he had a good year. 2022, they knocked him around a bit, tagged him for 13 earned runs over 21 innings of work that year. Then, of course, 2021, he had those, no one really cares about what he did in the regular season because all we care about is those 2 starts he had against the Dodgers in the postseason when the true legend of Logan Webb was born. Logan Webb, yeah, he mentioned the cutters there, Evan, and he kind of talked about that after the game. Where, you know, the Dodgers, they've seen him a lot over the years. Again, coming in the last night, he had 85 career innings pitched against this team. So there's a lot of familiarity there. And, you know, that's when hitters get familiar with you, that can be very dangerous as a pitcher. And so adding those cutters in to show that different look, here's what Logan Webb had to say about adding more cutters into his pitch mix last night.
Kind of the same thing as the Padres start. 2 times ago, you face these teams enough times, you got to kind of switch it up every once in a while. And, I wish I could just throw 4 seams and get it by guys, but I can't do that. And Just trying to find new ways to get very good hitters out. And that was kind of the game plan today. And, you know, Kiz did an awesome job. You know, it's my first time throwing to him. I haven't thrown to him in a bullpen or really anything. And it was really fun to throw to him. So that was exciting. And defense played great. It was awesome day.
So, I mean, it's a lot there. I mean, you're changing up your pitch mix, changing up your pitching approach with a catcher that you've never thrown to before, and then to be able to shut down a lineup like that, just an all-around just phenomenal performance there by Logan Webb. And yeah, I think, yeah, definitely one of his premier performances of the year so far.
Yeah, and look, it gives you another weapon against lefties, and that lineup is littered with a lot of good ones. Obviously, Ohtani, Freeman, even you get down to Muncy, who's hurt the Giants in the past. They have a lot of left-handed bats that are tough to get to, and he threw it 17 times against lefties. He threw it 30% of the time overall in that game. It was the most used pitch that he threw last night. And I think it's very telling that Logan Webb can go to a pitch that he's been working on and certainly has the confidence to throw, but he threw it more than any other pitch, more than his sinker, more than his changeup, which have been bread and butter pitches for him for a long time. That sweeper was darting to the other batter's box against righties, but he relied more on the cutter last night. And to me, that's a sign of growth. And you don't typically see that from guys that are in perennial Cy Young conversations. And Logan Webb doesn't have one yet, but with the way he's pitching this year and the consistency that he's displayed, to me, he's got to be in the conversation. In fact, I think he should be in the conversation to start the All-Star game. Paul Skenes is probably at the forefront of that right now. But Logan Webb, what he did last night, again, against a division rival. Like, for example, that's why Tyler Rogers has really struggled in the NL West, because that sort of gimmick submarine look, it works, but only if you haven't seen it so much. Mm-hmm. In 2021, his ERA was subatomic against every other team not in the NL West. And in general, the Dodgers have pounded him.
Yeah.
And we'll see. He's going to throw later in this series. But the point being, familiarity can dictate really just how good of what separates pitchers. And that, to me, is where Logan Webb steps into a different stratosphere, is to be able to dominate your division the way that he did last night. And really continued, has done the last two starts because of also what he did, or three starts, against the Padres. That's not easy to do. And in a spot where the Giants, I think, absolutely needed it to kind of wipe away the sour taste that was left in their mouths after the finale in Colorado, that's a big-time start from a big-time player.
Exactly. And your ace is the guy who, you know, he's talking about, you know, what is an ace, what makes an ace. And I feel like a lot of people kind of, they don't want to put Logan Webb in that ace conversation for whatever reason. I've always felt like at times because he doesn't have that just, you know, he doesn't throw that gas. He doesn't have that strikeout stuff that guys like, you know, a Paul Skenes might have, or guys like Yoshinobu Yamamoto might have. You know, we love seeing guys who could just make hitters whiff and look silly in the process. And Logan Webb has shown that in today's game, you don't need to do that to be an ace. You just need to get guys out. And that's what aces do. They stop the bleeding. They are win days. They are the days that when he's on the mound, you are feeling comfortable about your team's ability to come away with a win on that day. And again, you know, as I mentioned, after suffering a loss like that on Thursday to a terrible Colorado Rockies team, falling apart in the ninth inning, just a classic Coors Field catastrophe, I feel like last year this team, that loss would have hung over them. But this year is just such a different mentality. And then when you got Logan pitching like he was last night, aces stop any sort of semblance of struggle or a slide. They are the teams that they end losing streaks, or they're the guys they end losing streaks and they start winning streaks. And that's where Logan really kind of shined last night. Again, it was just a one-game losing streak, so, you know, not the worst thing in the world. But, you know, a one-game losing streak could easily turn into a two or a three. And there was a sense that, you know, things could slide quickly going against this very good Dodgers team. And Logan Webb just put the kibosh on that completely. And now the Giants are sitting pretty. They got, again, Roop tonight, Kyle Harrison going tomorrow. And this is a Dodgers team that, you know, they're one or two injuries away from dragging guys out of the stands to throw pitches for them right now. That's how badly beat up this team is. I think they got 14 pitchers and relievers on the injured list right now. The infirmary that they got down at Dodger Stadium with those pitchers, that is just absolutely insane to have so many pitching injuries.
Yeah, you know what? But they asked for that. Like, I'm sorry. I don't really want to hear that. You threw a ton of money at players that are injury prone. Mm-hmm. You did not go and acquire Tyler Glasnow and expect him to make 30 starts a year. You did not even expect, going back a couple of years, Walker Buehler to be there for the entire season this year, for Clayton Kershaw to be there the entire season. Tony Gonsolin is coming off of Tommy John. Dustin May has had elbow surgery in the past. Like, the Dodgers pitching staff is a graveyard. And the only question is how many guys will be resurrected by October. So I don't really want to hear that. The whole reason they have eight starting pitchers is because they know that five are not going to be available at one time. So that's what that's kind of their strategy. But as far as the Giants go, it's like that's how they got to win games. You know, and I wouldn't look at yesterday as being Logan Webb stopping necessarily a slide, maybe preventing one perhaps, but it's also why, Sam, I didn't really make too much of the Rockies collapse or whatever you want to call it. To me, I said it yesterday, I viewed that as a necessary loss. Like, that's one of those losses that you've been playing with fire for 7 or 8 games, you're in a lot of close contests, and you're probably going to get bit. Now, you happen to get snake bit by the worst team in baseball, but that's what happens, especially Coors
Good
Field.
Point.
So, to me, like, them losing a late game or blowing a save, and Rodriguez ideally should be available by tomorrow, maybe today if he's feeling good, but probably tomorrow. Like, those are learning experiences that, to me, prepare you for a situation like today. So I didn't look at the loss against the Rockies at all as marring or setting a terrible tone for this series, because at the end of the day, your momentum is only as good as your starting pitcher. And the Giants had the best starting pitcher on the mound.
They had the best guy for the job, exactly. Again, and
against one of the best in baseball. Like, make no doubt about it. Yamamoto's a bad boy.
He's a dude. Again, he faced the Giants last year. Luis Matos had a 3-run home run against him last year. The Dodgers eventually came back and won that game. I think it was a Tuesday night game at Oracle Park. But this was the Giants' second time facing Yamamoto, and for the second time, they kind of knocked him around a little bit. This time, it was Casey Schmidt with the big grand slam there. Again, really quick, on the Dodger pitching injury front, though, just the names, it's incredible. Blake Snell, shoulder inflammation. Tyler Glasnow, shoulder inflammation. Roki Sasaki, shoulder inflammation. Emmett Sheehan, Tommy John, Tony Gonsolin, elbow discomfort. That's just half the list there. The list is absolutely insane of just how many injuries the Dodgers have. But the Dodgers know that they just need these guys to be healthy at the end of September and when October comes around. That's the fire that they're playing with. You talk about the fire the Giants are playing with, though, Evan. And, yeah, it's comebacks are fun. I think the Giants have like 19 or something comebacks or something. Rizzo, if you can fact check me on that, that number seems a little inaccurate. But yeah, there comes a point where it's just like you'd like to see them just play from ahead and not do these comebacks, because, again, as fun as they are, coming back means you are down. And yeah, that's what, again, another fun part of what made last night's game so much fun is that you could kind of relax, not so much relax, but you could just sit back and enjoy the fact that the Giants were up, you know, 5-1 at one point throughout the rest of the night. And then you're confident what Logan can bring to the table. You're confident he's going to hold that lead and keep stymieing the Dodgers' offense. And then when you get to the eighth inning, Tyler Rogers is having as good of a year as ever. And again, you do talk about the familiarity that he has in the NL West. That is absolutely a thing. But he had, again, one of his best, again, just a textbook Tyler Rogers outing last night through a total of 7 pitches in that eighth inning. And working quick is what Tyler Rogers does. Turns it over to Ryan Walker. And then Ryan Walker in the ninth inning, it's always feels like it's some sort of an adventure this year. Again, he's been kind of the seventh inning guy last year, bumped into the closer's role this year, and it did not go well. Ryan Walker struggled a lot on the road. And that ninth inning, yeah, it got a little interesting. He's a little bit wild to Mookie Betts. He came in, almost hit him, I think, at one point. Walks Mookie Betts. Then Freddie Freeman, I thought, did Walker a huge solid there, swinging at that first pitch and flying out to center field, because that was an easy out there.
Oh, he just missed it, though.
He did just miss it.
I mean, yeah. You're
flying out there was nice, but yeah.
You're fortunate that ball stayed in the park.
And that would have turned this conversation on its head, obviously, if it did. But then I felt like Walker was kind of able to settle in a little bit after that. He was a little bit wild to Will Smith there, but he was able to get out of the inning and finish that game off. It wasn't a save situation, which is why it was Walker there and not Doval, but Ryan Walker, I mean, it's been a tough slog for him this year. And seeing him work out of, I don't want to say a jam, but seeing him not get into a jam last night after that leadoff walk to Mookie Betts, definitely encouraging to see there.
Well, look, he hasn't been, to me, he hasn't displayed the command of either of his two primary pitches that he has the last couple of seasons, which honestly has made those last 2 years so impressive, because I find it so difficult. Guys that throw across their body as drastically as he does, number one, you put so much pressure on your back, but also, it creates a lot of variance with where you release the pitch and your arm angle, especially when you're throwing behind righties effectively. So in one breath, it has stunk that he hasn't been great this year, but it also kind of puts into perspective just how dominant he was the last couple of seasons, mm-hmm. and how difficult it is to do that over the course of time. And so to me, I wouldn't be discouraged about Ryan Walker, but the fact that he was even in a position to close coming into the season to me was more of an indication of the question mark about the bullpen. And I think it's, to me, like the Giants have found an identity for sure. But to me, it started with the role clarity of their bullpen, figuring out who their closer is going to be, who their eighth inning guy, their seventh inning guys are going to be. And then that has trickled down to the rest of the roster, in my opinion, because if you can find a way to get past the fifth, I think the Dodgers have the fewest amount of pitchers. Oh, this was one of the stats I saw last night. The Dodgers have had
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Two starting pitchers throw seven innings,
mm-hmm.
and Logan Webb's done it, what, seven times?
Yep, I think, yeah, beat writer for The Athletic, Fabian Ardaya, tweeted that last night.
Yeah, so if you can get deep into games with your starter, and obviously you're not going to have Webb every time out, but if you can get through five innings and then have that clarity of your bullpen of who's going 7, 8, 9, to me it's Rodriguez in the seventh, Walker in the eighth, and Duvall in the ninth, some sort of combination. Before that, perhaps Rodgers. Then everyone knows what's happening. And to me, that also creates a little more, I don't know, easiness for someone like Ryan Walker to settle into to what has been so far a little bit of a roller coaster ride for him this season.
Absolutely. I think the bullpen roles are absolutely right. And I think it's last year it took a minute for Bob Melvin to truly kind of figure out, you know, where guys fit best in the bullpen. I know Bob Melvin, bullpen issues. What a shock.
Easy.
Yeah. But
he's managing a team that's 12 games above 500, just went into LA and beat the Dodgers.
Yeah, you know, I know.
Similar.
To Bob's credit, though, he's got a bullpen this year where the roles just seemed so incredibly defined. Now he has got this bullpen, and credit to him for kind of getting these roles figured out early on. He's got this bullpen so set that this game, the Giants games, they feel like you can make the argument they're five innings long, basically, because once you get to that sixth inning. You know, whether it is Randy Rodriguez or Eric Miller early and coming in as the first guy out of the bullpen, whether it is Walker in the seventh and Rodgers in the eighth, or as you said, you know, it could be Walker in the eighth, Rodriguez could be an eighth inning guy. And then you got Duvall there at the ninth. Like, guys know when they're going to be coming in. Guys know when they're going to be asked to come in and get outs. And you do see that kind of translate to a bullpen that just knows what it needs to do. You have guys that are comfortable in their roles. They're secure in their roles, and they're coming in the same innings every single night, and that's not something to take for granted. And again, for a guy like Bob Melvin, who has had issues with the bullpen in the past, to see him have such an established bullpen right now is just one of the many, many, many reasons Giants fans should be excited about where this team is at and why they should be excited about that win. Want to hear from the Giants fans, though. 888-957-9570 is the number. Risotto, you got my ear. It was 20 comeback wins now for the Giants, not 19. Again, all those just sound like absolute ridiculous numbers.
Attaboy, pasta.
I am Sam Lubman. That is Evan Giddings. The show is the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Coming up on the other side, Casey Schmidt. What a night he had last night. He is doing a great job filling in for the injured Matt Chapman. We'll talk about that more on the other side.
Now back to the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap, the best Giants talk in the Bay on 95.7 The Game.
That was Dwayne Kuiper on the call there. It's Casey Schmidt uncorking the Grand Salami. Break out the rye bread, Grandma. It was Grand Salami time.
Whose call was that?
It was Dwayne Kuiper on the call, right?
No. Break out the Grand Salami, or break out the rye bread, Grand Salami.
That's a Dwayne Kuiper call. Isn't it? I don't know, unless someone else. The first time I heard it was from Dwayne Kuiper.
Is that like, Dave Niehaus in Seattle?
I believe that's Dave Niehaus.
In Seattle? Okay. The first time I heard it was Dwayne Kuiper had it. This was when I was like 9 years old.
An homage from Dwayne Kuiper.
There you go.
Homage.
I mean, it's
the great Dwayne, Dave Niehaus, part of me.
Not saying that Dwayne Kuiper comes up with every call, obviously. I'm sure it had to come from someone else other than him. But yeah, no, the first time I ever heard that call was from him. So yeah, Dave Niehaus. Okay, I did not know that.
Niehaus is the first in, for a long time, the only voice of the Seattle Mariners from their expansion back in the 70s. And he is a legend in the broadcasting game. So from one legend to another, how about that?
All right, I like that. All right, did not know that. But again, great seeing Casey Schmidt. I learned something new today. Thank you for that, Evan.
Yeah.
But yeah, Casey Schmidt with that grand slam there. And this has been a big time for Casey Schmidt. And I feel like we're seeing Casey Schmidt grow up a little bit here over this last week. Again, he had that error on Thursday that cost the errors what would have been a game-ending double play, bounces off his chest. It was a tough hop there, and as such, you know, the rest of the game went. Giants lose, Rockies win. We all got to be sad afterwards. But seeing Casey Schmidt last night, I feel like the growth he's shown, Evan, it's not just over the last month or this season, but just over the last week, you know, that low and away pitch has been such a bugaboo for him, as it is with a lot of hitters. You know, it's gotten Willy Adames too, and we'll talk about him on that in a minute. But that low and away pitch has been such a bugaboo for Casey Schmidt. You know, it's how he got the nickname, unfortunately, Chasey Schmidt, and he's aware of how much he's been chasing those pitches. And you look at the sequence there before going deep against Yamamoto. You know, as you look at the pitch by pitch, you know, you got a called strike on the outside, but he doesn't swing at it, which is good. Those low and away pitches, I'm glad that he's not swinging at those. And then he spits at another cutter on the low and away in that outside area where, again, he's always chasing at there. Two pitches that he's usually chasing at, he's able to lay off of them. And then he gets that splitter low and in that part of the zone that he likes and just cranks it into the seat. That was some serious big boy growth there from Casey Schmidt. That was a guy who has been given an assignment. Fill in for the Giants, you know, top-tier third baseman in Matt Chapman. And he is absolutely running with this assignment right now. He's filling in defensively. He made another great play running into left field last night. He's doing it with the bat. He's got the batting average above 200. I think he's up to, right now, he's got up to 231, which in this day and age is considered, you know, decent enough to keep yourself in the lineup. But with Casey Schmidt, it's always been the glove you knew was good. The defense you knew was always going to be good enough to keep him on the team. It was just a matter of, can he get the bat to come around consistently to play alongside that defense? And what you're seeing right now from Casey Schmidt is a young hitter who is slowly developing into that guy where the bat is going to be good enough to complement the already great defense that he's bringing to the table.
I mean, I don't want to say that Casey Schmidt is... That was Jimmy Butler.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say that Casey Schmidt is an everyday player, but what he's done since Chapman has gone down makes me confident that he can be a serviceable fill-in. And that's important. Don't make a mistake about it. You need players, because eventually injuries are going to hit your roster.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, it hits you in a place that really hurts, one of your best position players. But that's also where, like, Casey Schmidt was playing first base for some time because he had to. But in a way, it kind of neutralizes what his best asset is. And I realize he made an error in Colorado, but his best asset is his glove and his arm. And so now the fact that you're going from Chapman to Schmidt, it is a drop-off, make no doubt about it, but it's not a chasm between the two.
No.
And so when you have a player that can step in and give you decent defense, and oh, by the way, I don't like not just that home run. I would argue that the home run he hit in Colorado in game one of that series was the biggest, most momentum swinging at bat of that inning, because he ambushed that closer and didn't allow him to get any sort of confidence or settle in whatsoever. And of course, he walks the next two guys. The Giants come back. They beat the Rockies. And so the fact that he had one mistake in that series doesn't necessarily mar the fact that he's been a really nice fill-in. He's been an impactful player. And when you're trying to navigate 162 games, you need guys that are going to step up and step in. And so for Schmidt to do what he did last night, oh, by the way, Yamamoto, you can't walk the bases loaded. Walk guys, you get hurt. And I'm just glad that Schmidt was able to make him pay, because it was a two-out situation as well, and he very well could have gotten nothing out of that potential gift that Yamamoto has given them in that inning.
No, and again, I commend Casey Schmidt for taking advantage of this gift, for that gift, and that's kind of why I look at those first two pitches there, because again, Evan, I think 2 weeks ago, instead of being in a 1-1 count, he might be in an 0-2 count, and then Yamamoto has full control of that at-bat there and kind of do what he wants there, but instead it's 1-1, you got to come back inside, and Schmidt, he's just looking for, you know, the right pitch to hit, and here's what Casey Schmidt had to say on what he was looking for in the box against Yamamoto.
I was looking to stay out over the plate with him, and then it was just kind of reaction. I just took a swing at it and ended up squaring it up.
There you go. Saw the pitch you wanted, took a swing, squared up. And how about that little the way he kind of swaggered out of the batter's box there? He knew it right off the bat, and he was definitely doing a little aura farming there, walking out of the batter's box. Did a little hip shake there. He was absolutely feeling it, and that to me, Evan, that tells me that's a much more confident player. That's a guy who's feeling he knows that he belongs on the field in that lineup with this team. And yeah, again, the drop off from him to Chapman is far smaller than I think we would have thought a few weeks ago. Defensively, they're basically the same. Offensively, though, again, Casey Schmidt, he might not never be, you know, overall the offensive force that Matt Chapman can be. But I kind of look at it, I look at him as like a backup quarterback. You know, if Brock Purdy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It goes down. Can Mac Jones come in and get a split of, you know, the 2-3 games that he's starting for? That's kind of like with Casey Schmidt. When your starting third baseman goes down, is your guy good enough to play enough replacement level, enough at a replacement level to keep your team above water at minimum while your guy is out? And the way Casey Schmidt's swinging the bat, the way he's playing defense, he is absolutely playing at a level to where, would it last for the rest of the season? No. But for the 3 to 4 weeks that Matt Chapman might be on ice with this the sprained hand he has right now, you're feeling really good about Schmidt being there and able to fill in for Chapman in that time.
Well, again, he's not an everyday player, but this draws back into the theme of identity and roles. What is Casey Schmidt's role? He's a utility infielder. He can play anywhere. So if someone goes down, Fitzgerald, Adamas, Chapman, he can step in and be the player who can cover 2 or 3 weeks. Now, he's going to have some mess-ups. He's going to make some plays like he did in Colorado. He's going to have some bad at-bats. He's going to swing at balls in the other batter's box because that's what he has been. But he can also help you win a ball game. You know, you mentioned a backup quarterback. When I think of a Casey Schmidt, I think of like a Quentin Post. Like, Post is not a guy. He's your ninth or tenth man on a roster. He's not going to start, or if he is, he might be in trouble. But he also might be a guy to help you win a basketball game because he has a unique skill. He can shoot. Casey Schmidt, I don't think he's anywhere close to the defender that Matt Chapman is, but he's got a good glove and a decent arm, and he's got enough pop to help make a mistake really count against the other team. So, you know, someone like Schmidt, that's a great moment for him. And to me, that's what's defined this Giants season from the position player side of things is moments. Moments of players stepping up and making big plays, whether it's at the plate, whether it's on defense. And so when you look back at this season and you're trying to figure out, how did the Giants go into Dodger Stadium and win that game? How did they go to Colorado and get 2 of 3? How did they go to, how did they defend themselves against Atlanta and get that sweep? There's moments throughout the season, and every single guy on the roster is going to have one if you want to put together a quality year, which I think the Giants are trending towards, and they got to keep this going because you steal game one of a series on the road. Now you have a chance to get greedy today and take a series against obviously someone who's given you fits in the past in Kershaw. But to go into the Chavez Ravine against your rival in that sort of game against one of the top three starters in baseball statistically and have Casey Schmidt be a focal point in that game, that's big time. And I think it's huge for that clubhouse.
Now you talk about, you know, guys need to step up. Guys need to have moments. And my mind immediately went to, Evan, was the 2021 Giants. A team where every night it was a different guy stepping up and having a moment. And in the moment of that season, it was a lot of fun where, you know, the eighth inning comes around. It's going to be Donovan Solano. It's going to be Lamont Wade Jr. You know, it's going to be Darren Ruff. You know, who's going to be the guy who, you know, provides that exciting moment tonight? And while it was fun that year, it became very obvious that it wasn't going to be sustainable. And so,
well, it kind of was.
Well, it was for
they
that year.
107 games.
But you knew that it wasn't going to translate. It was a bunch of guys having career years. You knew it wasn't going to really translate beyond that year, I guess, is what I was saying. It was really fun in the moment. But then I look at this team and, you know, they're kind of having a similar setup where they got guys stepping up late in games. They're coming back in dramatic fashion a lot. Again, I think I mentioned, you know, it's 20 comeback wins now of the 41 that the Giants have had this year. Again, half of them have been by the comeback variety. And I'm not trying to dump on the comebacks. I'm not trying to dump on any of that. But again, it's like I said in the last week, it's like what made last night so much fun is these guys are playing from ahead, and which made it was a nice little, you know, change up, so to speak, because again, that 7-game winning streak, I think they had 4 comebacks, 2 walk-offs, like, you know, playing from behind after a while, it's not a sustainable situation to be in, I guess. And so I guess the question I'm going to throw at you is, again, you talk about, you know, guys stepping up, guys having those moments, that kind of being the crux of this Giants season. You know, if 2021 was everything going right in that sense, is it kind of, I don't know if foolish is the right word, but to expect that to be the case this year, is that a safe assumption to make that you guys will always find a way to step up late in games and the Giants can kind of count on that to buoy the offense for the next few months here this season?
Well, as much as magic seems to be a recurring theme between these two teams, I don't really think it's fair to compare this group to 2021 because I think the pitching staff is somewhat similar. You know, you look at some of the numbers, you see some of the names. Starting pitching has been really good this season, as it was in 2021. The bullpen, I would argue, is better this year than it was 3 years ago, or 4 seasons ago now. But the point is, the difference is on offense. And I realize that that was an outlying season for a lot of players, but they were legitimately one of the best offenses in baseball. Mm-hmm. However, I would say this team does not have that offense. But what if they can be 15 games worse than that team? That's still 92 wins.
That's still pretty dang good.
And that's a lot of wins, don't get me wrong, but that might be, to me, where the difference lies, is that, okay, your offense isn't going to be able to power you through or come through in all the big spots the way it was 4 seasons ago. I mean, I would also argue they've had some tight losses. What, they had 2 extra inning losses to the Padres. Obviously, they blew the game against the Rockies in the tail end of that series. So it's not as if they're just winning every single late game situation.
Yeah, it swings both ways.
You're playing in a ton of them, and I think that's their path to victory, you know, largely speaking. But the offense is going to be why you don't win 100 games. That doesn't mean you still can't win 85 to 90 games, which would be good enough to get you into the wild card and put yourself in a position to compete for the division. So I think the Giants are right on track with where they need to be. And those wins last night are large, you know, in the micro sense and from the momentum standpoint. But I think they've banked enough early victories with their start this year, the 7-game win streak. Even if they scuffle a bit, you know, this team has such a good pitching staff, Sam, that unless they are derailed by injury, which, knock on wood, you would imagine that they are slump-proof. Like, the offense can go into, again, a 16-game slump where they don't score more than 4 runs, and you're still 8-8.
Yep.
Like, that's how you prevent yourself from rolling down a hill, so to speak. And that's how you set yourself up for a potential, you know, kind of roller coaster where instead of losing 6 of 16, or, God, you go 5-11, you go 8-8, and then once you find your stride, well, then you can really get the ball rolling and stack victories.
No, and that's a great little perspective there. And I'm not trying to compare the two teams, you know, 2021 to this year's team. But again, it's...
Well, but you get a similar sense.
I mean, there
of,
are similar vibes. Just the late-game heroics have been equally entertaining, so to speak. Again, that 2021 team, a far more offensive force here, where the reason why I'm going to push back on my own question here a little bit, the reason why I feel more kind of content with this team's ability in late-game situations is that the approach they take at the plate is more sustainable. You know, this team is much better at expanding their zone when they need to. They're much better at adjusting at the plate when the count changes. You know, they don't, you know, the 1-0 count isn't approached the same way as the 1-2 count, which is, you know, the Giants back then, it was kind of like, you have a spot, wait for your pitch in that spot and swing. The Giants are far better at adjusting what they're looking for in the box this year. And that is, I believe, you know, a big the Buster Posey effect, the Bob Melvin effect, this coaching staff finally being able to coach these guys as baseball players and not numbers on a spreadsheet. So to that point, yeah, it may not translate to the number of comeback wins that we saw in 2021, but this team, it does not feel like they're not sitting around waiting to come back and win a game, but they know, and I've asked Bob Melvin about this, they know that when they're down a run or two in the sixth or seventh inning, there's no panic. There's no concern. They just know from the amount of times they've been in these situations and gotten out of these situations that they're not going to fret what happens either way, because they know that one way or another, they'll either find a way, or if they don't, it's no matter. They'll come back and they'll just bounce back the next day, and whatever loss happened that next night, they'll wash it away with a win the next day. 888-957-9570 is the number here on the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Let's go out to Skills in Vallejo. He wants to talk about his favorite moment last night. Love to hear from Skills. How you doing today, buddy?
What's up, Skills?
Well, because we have a streak of 8 wins in 9 games, which really should be 9 out of 9, I am doing well. And, you know, it's a case of you bounce back from a game that you let slip out of your fingers. Talk about the last game against Colorado. That should have been a victory. And that could send teams into a tailspin. That can send even good teams going down the wrong path. Once you know, I'm trying not to use a certain word here. You blow a game like that. But here's the thing. My favorite moment from last night's game, and it's the inning after, I believe it was the fifth inning where Ramos was thrown out in a rundown, running past Matt Williams' stop sign. Then the Giants lost a little momentum there. The Dodgers, you kind of feel like, okay, things might swing a certain way here. Webb faces the three Hall of Famers in order, Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman, and he makes quick work out all three of them. He has that beautiful backwards K on Ohtani, which kudos to the umpire for not, you know, blowing that call. He gets Betts on the weak pop-up to shortstop. He gets Freeman. He blows Freeman away like some bush leaguer. It was beautiful the way he just carved him up like that. And at that point, I pretty much knew we were going to win. Even though Teoscar hit the home run after that, I pretty much knew we were going to win the game from that point on. And Casey, I'm not going to say his last name because I'm going to botch it. So I'm just going to go with Casey. Good for him to turn around. Good for him to turn around from that bad error from the other day and hit a grand slam to win the game, essentially win the game yesterday. He's playing with confidence. And we've seen him play well before. Remember his first month in the major leagues when he was lighting it up. So he's got the ability in him. You know, it just hasn't really been consistent for him since then. But now more than ever with Chapman down, he's got to be that guy, and he's being that guy so far. Dominic Smith is being that guy so far. 7 hits in his last 11 at-bats, although a couple of them were kind of fluky. Still, 5 for 11 would still be even. That still be pretty good, too. He's like our Pat Burrow of 2025 so far, the way Pat Burrow kind of came in off the scrap heap in 2010 and picked the Giants up. And my last point, I'll let you guys get back to your show. The Dodgers, they literally go around the globe spending money, gazillions of dollars to get every superstar from literally around the globe. And then they get their medical staff off Craigslist. And this is what you get. You have all the guys on their pitching staff go down. You know it's only a matter of time before Kershaw goes back. I'm not wishing that he gets hurt again, but you know he will. You know Ohtani's comeback is not going to go the way they want it to. He's not going to be able to – he may still be able to hit, but he won't be pitching for very long. But the baseball gods, this is proof that they exist. They don't like the way the Dodgers are doing business. And we Giants, you know, I've met Dave Roberts. He's a nice guy, but I feel no sympathy for him or his team situation right now. Go Giants.
Great stuff there, Skills. Love everything you had to say there. You mentioned at one point Dominic Smith and Arnell in the YouTube chat. He's got a similar question. Just the thoughts on Dom Smith, or as I call him, the real Big Dom, not that fraud out there in Philadelphia. We got the real Big Dom. He's got 11 hits so far in 9 games as a Giant. His predecessor, Lamont Wade Jr., had 24 hits in 50 games this season. The upgrade, I'm sorry I have to throw Lamont under the bus there, but I'm glad he landed with the Angels. But yeah, man, the Big Dom Smith craze, it continues to get Giants fans excited. 3 hits last night, 3 for 5 with a strikeout, hitting .367 in his short tenure with the Giants, playing some great defense too. And I never really thought I would ever say this, Evan, but I am never paid more attention to a flip from a first baseman to a pitcher on those 3-1 plays, those 3-1 grounders, more than Dom Smith, because he is a very underrated skill I never thought of. His ability to flip the ball to the pitcher running to first base is second to none.
PFPs, we practice them. No, look, by the way, I've stood next to Dom Smith. He's not that big. He's not that big.
Well, it's one of those ironic Big Dom names. You know.
Well, he carries a big stick. That's really all that matters. No, he's been swinging the bat really well. And I think you couldn't have asked for a better landing spot if you're Dom Smith, because it's a team that needed some, like literally any form of production at first base. Something not zero, which is what they've been getting between, you know, whether it's Lamont, Schmidt, Encarnacion when he came back. Like, they've gotten nothing from that position. And it's a position in baseball that you kind of got to have some sort of offense give you. And it's like the fact that Dom Smith has also been, I think, in addition as a left-handed bat, has been huge, because typically, well, not this year, but in the past, they've struggled more against righties than they have against lefties. So Look, I think that Dom Smith is, he's, again, similar to Schmidt, similar to Kisner. Am I expecting Dom Smith to continue to hit above 300 this season? No, I am not.
No,
but the fact
not.
That he can come in and fill in at that position until, like, to me, Dom Smith is the perfect bridge between now and the trade deadline.
Exactly.
And whatever you choose to go out and do, I would imagine they'd address first base unless Dom Smith continues to hit. And maybe he earns that spot. He's got a full-year contract, and he'll get paid for his services no matter what. But he's supposed to be the bridge between whatever Buster Posey was looking at first base and what he chooses to do at the trade deadline. So the fact that he's helping you at the plate is a huge plus because, again, if the Giants can score 5 runs in a game, Sam, hell, if they can get to 4 runs, you feel pretty good about their chances. And especially if they're playing from ahead. Like, I realize that a lot of their wins this season have been of the comeback variety. But the moment that Schmidt hit that home run and I got Webb on the mound, that game's over. And it's not just because Webb is going to get you through 6 or 7. It's because then you got multiple bullpen arms, even though one's not available in Rodriguez, that can step in and shut the door. You telling me the Giants get a 4-run lead with their ace on the mound, and he is an ace, one of the best in baseball. I would argue that last night, because of the head-to-head matchup, he jumped Yamamoto for the number 2 best starting pitcher in the NL behind Paul Skenes. That to me is bread. Oh, thank you. Not really a drop, but it's to me that's what you're looking at when you're watching that game. That ball goes out off the bat of Schmidt. That game's over.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's what a shutdown ace does. We'll talk about that more on the other side. Plus, Willy Adames, is he having his "I am now a Giant" moment? We'll talk about what I mean by that on the other side. I am Sam Lubman. That is Evan Giddings. Risotto and Zach, they're behind the glass doing who knows what. More Giants talk on the other side.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.